Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Swing and a miss, bat goes flying, and it gets stuck in the netting. That's the second time that that has happened in the last 2 years, as we see a fan climbing the netting to get the bat down.
During the Brewers-Cubs game at Wrigley Field, Sal Frelick let go of his bat. It got stuck in the net, and a fan climbed the netting and pulled it out.
Oh, now you get the red shirt coming in, and he's going to take the bat from him, and a cascade of boos. And I believe he is going to be asked to leave.
Looks like
thanks a lot.
They're walking him out, this fan, but then he returned to a hero's welcome.
And you hear the ovation. It is because our gentleman in the aqua-colored shirt has made his triumphant return
yes.
to the ballgame.
The fun things that happen at a baseball game. Joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News is that fan in that aqua shirt. It was Lou Farinella. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great. So walk us through this. So Sal Frelick, let's go of his bat. He gets stuck in the net. You're there, front row there, and just, what, decided you wanted it?
Yes, technically second row. But, I think just instinct. As I told the security, I'm like, hey, what's the difference between a bat and a foul ball? Like, you can go for a foul ball. I just went for the bat. And funny enough, like, that was the second time in my life I've actually gotten a bat like that was thrown into the crowd at a Cub game. The other time was I figured out it was 1997 when I was 17 years old. Craig Biggio threw a bat into the stands, like in a similar situation, but there was no netting and it just flew in. So, funny enough, I was telling that story like a few innings prior, and then so when Frelick threw the bat, it was sitting there dangling up, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go grab it, you know, no big deal. Didn't think that much of it.
No big deal. I watched in the video you climbing up. Were you worried at all that that netting is not thick? Like, were you worried you were going to slip and fall going for this thing?
At first, I kind of thought I could reach it just by standing on the wall. That didn't look like it was that high. So that's why another reason I went and grabbed it. I was like, oh, it's not that high. I'm not going to have to climb this thing. But when I couldn't reach it, and I could kind of hear, like, the crowd starting to cheer a little bit, like, while I'm going up for it. And now I'm just like, all right, I'm pot committed at this point. I gotta get this thing no matter what. So then, like, when I had to take another couple of steps, I'm like, I'm gonna get booed so bad if I don't get this thing at this point. Like, I just gotta go.
So what'd security tell you?
There were two guys. Like, one guy was just like treating me like I was an infant and just absolutely shouting at me like, "Go, go, down, down." And but then, like, a supervisor came down. And, my tact in life is always just, be super nice to people and usually good things happen. So I was just like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Like, you know, like I said, I was like, it just kind of like a foul ball. I just instinctually went for it. You know, I didn't think it was a big deal. Sorry about that, guys. And, he's like, oh, you can't do that, you know, but they were super cool. The main security guy was great. And, funny enough, my dad is a retired fireman, but he worked security at Wrigley for a number of years too, and he worked in the umpire room there. So, like, I know a lot of those guys are just kind of retirement jobs, and they're just not trying to cause any trouble and be nice to folks, and it usually works out all right.
So, what did Sal Frelick say to you?
I interacted with Sal when he came up to bat the next time, when he was on deck, I should say, because I really wanted to get. You know, they took the bat from me immediately. I was like, hey, I can't believe you guys are taking the bat.
Yeah.
Got fired into the stands. They got a million of them. But, and then a guy from the Cubs front office came down later just to kind of be like, hey, like, you all good? And, you know, security treats you okay? And he brought me a baseball. He's like, hey, here's the game used ball for you. And I was like, hey, you know, cool. Thanks for the ball. But, like, I would love to get a Sal Frelick bat. Like, that would be, like, that's the thing I really want, like, this ball's cool, but, like, I'll probably be pitching batting practice with it to my kid or something tomorrow. and so he's like, oh, maybe I can get you a Cubs bat, but, like, there's no way I can get you a Brewers bat. Like, we're the Cubs. I'm like, hey, all right, man, well, you could, you know, try it, see what you can do. He's like, okay, but so, like, the Cubs didn't really do anything further. But then, so I'm just like, I'm going to go right to the player. And in my experience, like, when you're, you know, the play, like, people, you know, they say stupid things to players all the time. Like, if you're nice to the players, like, they're so nice, generally speaking, in my experience. So I was just like, when he came back around and I'm like 10 feet from him, I was just like, hey, Sal, like, I got that bat, but they took it from me. I'm like, any way I could get a, you know, an autographed bat from you? And he turned around right away and he's just like, he's like, what? They took it. He's like, I got you, bro. I got you. And then like, but then the inning ended and then, you know, he's still playing a game. So he like runs out to center field. And that was, I think, in the eighth inning. And I turned to my friend I was with. I was like, man, I think he's probably going to get me a bat. And then yeah, they're like, I think so too. And then after the game, like he was coming in and I was kind of hoping I'm a Cubs fan, but I'm kind of like, hey, I hope the Brewers win this thing. Cause like, if the Brewers win, the players are going to be just happier and more excited.
Right, it's easier to get a bat.
Yeah. If they lose in a walk-off, like, Sal's going to be pissed probably. And, like, you know, or who knows, like, I might not have the same opportunity. But when they won, I was like, sweet. Like, so I kind of walked down by the dugout. And actually, like, one of the Brewers assistants, I didn't know what his name was. Well, like, Murphy was shouting at the umpires about the questionable strike zone call.
Yeah, it was a little tight.
And then the assistant yeah. And then the assistant coach was like, that was the best thing I saw today. Nice work, man. And then I kind of looked down and sure enough, Sal is like signing a bat. I'm like, oh my God, he's definitely like bringing this bat up. And sure enough, he walked over and then we were just chatting for a couple minutes. I was telling him like that old Biggio bat story and like, you know, just joked around with him. I was like, Salvatore, you got to be Italian from Boston.
See, Lou, see, now we've converted you. Now you're a Brewers fan. Now it has to happen.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, not surprisingly, I have many, many Wisconsin buddies that were giving me a lot of grief for sure. I did get several of those. Now you got to be a Brewer fan. A lot of Brewer fan buddies. So
Lou Ferrinella, the guy who climbed the net, joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Well, congratulations on your bat. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Yeah, you bet, boys. Good times. Thanks for the call.
It's like the mayor just showed up.
Yes.
Signing autographs and kissing babies.
Not all heroes wear capes, apparently.
No, but they do wear aqua-colored shirts.